Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Anne Ford and I. Again, we will be doing readings and having angel inspirations. Hi Anne, are you on the other line? Yes?
Yes, hi.
How are you, sweetie? So, I have been so eager to have this show. I don't know if you have been, but it feels like I had just been, like, downloaded so many interesting vibrations. I don't know what it was exactly. So I don't know if the angels, and then when I pulled my angels cards before I did the show, I pulled notice the signs, trustworthy guidance, and there's nothing to worry about. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Those are the three that have been coming. So I'm getting a clear message that we probably, you know, I think that sometimes we get in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the clear message that I got, that if we just surrender over a lot of the thoughts and worries and feelings and what ifs and let the angels just take it, our life is just going to run smoother. I mean, I really get that that's what they're here to do for us, is to do those things, to be our guidance, to be the trustworthy person in our life, so we can always know that they're there and that they're on our side, and that there is nothing to really worry about. I mean, really, if you think about it, worry is just an upside-down prayer, isn't it? And every time I hear people say, I was worried about that, I always say, cancel that. You know, send good vibes, not worried vibes, you know. So we really have to be more mindful of what we are thinking and letting into our bodies and our world. So I don't know if that's been going on for you, Anne, but let's share some of the things that have happening in the angel world of Annie Ford.
Well, I could tell you there's the full force of the angels. Like today I was thinking, oh my goodness, the angels sure surrounded me today, especially, because I guess they knew I was going to be on the show with you today. Many of the messages as you I've been receiving is, I feel this, they're showing me this rush coming, that everyone is still in their little, it's like their worlds of the day-to-day things that need to be done, but they're not focusing on the outside of them or the inside of them more, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
That give the angels your worries of your day to days, and start going into yourself and being the true spiritual being you are, and that's what I've been getting. And I noticed people that are coming to me, or I come across friends that I haven't seen. You can tell that there's something happening with them. They're struggling, and I feel like this force coming in that they want you, the angels are actually forcing this upon us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad.
And
they
so we really are trying, what they're really, I think, is to try to remind us that we're not alone in this whole experience of being human, you know. And I really have to say that is what angels kind of remind us to do, is to have a connection to something greater than ourselves, you know. And it's not really, it's like I always feel like I have a friend always with me, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like my, you know, when you were a child, you had an imaginary friend.
Right.
Well, but in a strange kind of way, an angel is just that. It's an imaginary, meaning you know, you imagine it and it is so. And I know that children of today do see things. I mean, I was seeing things and they would call them imaginary, but I knew they were really there. And children know that they're really there. I always noticed, you know, if you ever see a child when they're first born, how they looking at things in their crib. If you ever see them look up and they're smiling and they're having such a feeling about what they're seeing. And I watched my son do it. And I realized that they are the veil, you know, between this consciousness and the last one that you just came through isn't yet thick. they can still see the angelic realms. They can still see the other side. It's really something that they have not yet, I kind of like feel like they haven't taken that forgetful oath yet, you know.
Right.
And they, I mean, we took it, you know, we swallowed the pill, and now we try to remember.
Right.
And yet children are just right on that line where they just came in, and they're so really, you know, close to the other side, in a sense, in which they came, that they are seeing what we wish as an adult we could remember and how to see. So let's talk about that, because I really know that if we can get clear, we can start seeing the angels. I know that that's what this conversation was kind of geared towards, is to, if we let things go and we let the worry away, and we trust that we have this worthy, these trustworthy guidance that's always with us, and we notice the signs that they're trying to give us, then the next step would be that we get to see them.
Right.
And the first time I ever really saw an angel was the most unbelievable thing I have ever seen. I mean, it was, it took my breath away. I just felt like I just froze. And I will never forget where I, and this is the funniest thing, I had gone to an angel workshop years ago. This was when angels were, you know, I've been, so what, 20 years ago, and I went to Angel Fire in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I had come back from the angel workshop, and I had really just kept saying to the angels, I really want to see you. I'm not afraid to see you. I want to see you. And I'm a body worker, so my work was very, you know, one-on-one, very, you know, spiritual in a sense. So I had gone to lunch, Annie, and uh-huh. I was driving in the car, and I was going to get lunch. And I look up, and I was just driving the car, and all of a sudden I see two angels moving right across the sky in front of me. I mean, full-formed angels with wings, and they were just two of them going right by me, like there. And I looked up, and I went, oh, and then on the radio, at the same time I saw this, was the most beautiful music I have ever heard. It was not a radio station that was on in Providence, you know, Rhode Island. It was like this angelic music that I was in the car looking up, and I saw this whole thing. And I was just, I had the steering wheel in my hand, and I just went, and tears running down my eyes in such ingratitude that they finally let me see them.
Aww.
And the funniest thing is I just would, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, I kept saying. And the next thing I was turning to get to my next exit. There was a white Cadillac, and on the license plate it said, I love you.
Wow. They're beautiful.
I know. And so I, you know, like from the moment that this all transpired in this particular form, like everything was documenting them there at every level, I, without a doubt, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't believe in them. I did. I just had never really had this amazing experience from my sight, from my hearing, from my seeing. I mean, it was just, I was just gifted the most amazing moment. The funny thing is, I came back from my, I didn't even go to get lunch. I was just so blown away. I ended up, I was like shaking with such amazement that I could not even contain what just happened to me. So I went back to my office. I'm in my room. I'm just meditating. And a woman that I know walked in the room, and she was a therapist. She was a psychotherapist, and she was there just to say hi to someone in the office. And I sat up, and I just told her what happened. And it was really funny. This is what happened. I told her what happened, and she just looked at me, and she just, her eyes watered, and she just got, like, so full of, like, light. I just watched this whole thing happen while I was telling her what happened to me. Well, I ran into her maybe about 6 months after this. Little did I know that she was going through a divorce, and her husband had just left her that day.
Wow.
And the conversation that I had with her about the angels and about them and the whole vibration lifted her higher than her grief at that moment. She said it was like I got healed just by being with you at that moment and you telling me what happened. It was the most amazing thing. I didn't know how energy works so smoothly when it's angelic. You know, you don't have to really say anything. Like you said, people are coming up to me, and they're just coming up to me, and I can see that they vibrate now at a different level. Well, you're, in a sense, this transmitter for the angels. You really are. And when you start to incorporate this into your world, it shows up. You become the transmitter that you were supposed to be, you know.
Right.
Ultimately, all of us are that, you know. I really get all of us are that. All of us are, and this is what I got, all of us are earth angels. We really are. We have memory. I really get, we have memory of this place of being, you know, kind of in this angelic realm of beauty and bliss and love, and we do remember this. So we are not the angels that have never been human. We possibly, you know, I believe are being used in some form of angelic kind of work, you know. And sometimes it was really funny. I had a meditation one time where I started to feel my own wings. And this is a wonderful meditation, and maybe we could do that today. And let's start having people feel what it is they're here to feel. And how closely we are to the angels. I mean, we are one with them in a sense because they are pure love, and so are we.
Right.
You know, I mean, they are pure bliss and pure joy, and so are we. And when you look at a child, that's who we really are. Is that pure, wonderful, unencumbered, clear energy that just radiates love. You know, it's like a baby in the room. Have you ever noticed that? If a baby's in the room, everybody goes towards it. It's because it's just pure, vibrant, clean, and angelic energy, really. A child is just that. So
yeah.
I don't know. What can we do, Annie? Maybe there's something that came across your mind. Is how do we get the souls that have feel like they're separate from this energy to incorporate it into themselves on a higher vibration?
Well, I know it's not. I know when I talk about how to connect on my radio show with angels or how to get familiar with it, it's not. It may sound easy when we talk about it, but it's not. And you shouldn't be afraid of that because I always stress that angels are pure love. I can say what I started out as. I did the very simple thing of simple with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was, I didn't specifically call on angels, I just would be in like a little bit of a despair and go, please help me. And it was basically, I was talking to my angels. Even if just that simple is, please help me, you made that connection. As you said, we're separated because I, too, for a time was separate from reality to my speech reality. It was just, I think now it's together. So mm-hmm. by simple prayer, I did that by just saying, please help me. I was trying to think of, you were talking about angels and how you saw an angel. My experiences with seeing angels is when I talk to someone and they tell me they saw an angel, I actually see what they saw and when they mm-hmm. explain it to me. So my vision's different. I do, like right here, right now, I know the whole room's crowded with me.
Mm-hmm.
What I see is the illuminations. It's that would be just the best way to start of tapping into making that connection is by just a simple a phrase of please help me
mm-hmm.
to connect. And that's how I it can get more broader, but that was the simplicity of how I learned.
Yeah.
And
how do people really, when the angels are around, how they can really know that they've called them? Because I think that what happens is they don't believe what they feel. You know,
right,
and they say,
right. They,
yeah,
feel,
they say, oh, well, I saw a feather today.
Right.
Yeah, I was, it just said, do you have a bird in your house? And they'll say, no.
Okay.
So I'm saying, okay, well, do you have a dust mop that's like a feather? And they'll say, no. And I'll say, okay, so is there any way that that feather could have gotten in your house? And they'll say,
right,
no, not really. So it's obvious that the angel was giving them this wonderful message. But because we have to always decipher everything in the mind,
right,
we just tend to negate all these wonderful signs that they've given us, that we're just saying, well, I keep asking and I keep asking, and you know, they really, and then I'm like, well, you just said that you saw that feather, you know. So
right,
I think what we have to stop doing is second guessing,
right,
what it is that we see and feel, and then say thank you when it comes, because
right,
I really feel kind of bad for the angels that they have to keep reassuring somebody who is not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know they're patient and loving and wonderful, and I know that they really would love us very much all to hear them. So for those that really would like to hear them or like to really know, I think that they need to really quiet the mind, number one. Number two, don't second guess yourself. If a sign comes, if you find a coin or a feather, or you smell a scent, or you feel a warmth around you,
right?
Yeah, believe what you're feeling. You know, it's like anything. It's like when people say, "Well, Patty, how do you know it's your guide?" And I definitely know the difference between my guide and my angels. There's a whole different vibration in the room when I'm working with somebody. So I call them in, I wait till that vibration happens, and then everything else can happen from that place, because they're always there, you know. I always think, you know, I don't work without my angels, actually. They're always here. So I wait until I feel them around me, and then the next thing, other things can start to happen. So it is a protection,
right,
that I think as healers or anyone that's doing body work may want to have, because you are putting your guard up, you know, from any negative energy that could come into the open space that you have called in. So it's real important, I think, for anybody, because the world has a lot of scattered energy out there. TV, you know, I mean, if you really are an open being, it could really frazzle you, you know. So I do recommend that people do stop watching TV, and especially commercials. Especially commercials. Commercials are meant to get you. Commercials are really meant to pull you in, and they have multi-million dollar companies working to make you want to buy that product. So it's the music, it's the visuals, it's everything that grabs your subconscious mind, your spirit, everything that makes you believe that you need that product. So you really don't want to be taken. Nobody does, because then you're losing sight of the present moment. So I really actually think TV is only meant when you choose to have it. You know, if a movie comes that you want to see, but be very choosy on what you're doing with the
right,
TV. Because don't you think, I mean, it's like you get lost in someone else's imagination that may not be a place you would choose to go if you didn't watch that show, or choose with a conscious mind to go to that place. And so I'm always aware of how I want to feel. And if it's going to make me feel scared, afraid, worried, upset, sad, you know, sad for a person's, you know, problem, that is not a place that your spirit needs to go. It's actually pulling it down into the lower levels.
Right.
So, you know, what are the angels, what do you think they think about how to keep yourself open and available to them?
Well, they're very simple.
They're very simple. I do like that they are that way.
They
and
are
very direct, aren't they?
They love play, happiness. That's why they're especially around the children, or a little bit older too. It's that children have no fear, and as we grow up, we get that fear. It's fear of the unknown.
Mm.
I know that's what I come across a lot now is we need to direct and coach people on how to release the fear, the fear of the unknown, because since you don't see them right away, there's a wall that blocks their being able to hear the angels and see them. So I know when I do counsel people, I say, just like you said in the beginning, you need to just sit down and take 3 deep breaths, and you instantly can connect with your guardian angel, because we all have one, even if you don't believe in it. Everyone has one. And just to be still is also how I know my angels constantly. It's early this week I was talking to somebody and they asked for advice, and right away they came in and said, this person needs to relax. Tell them to relax. Slow down. Because we're so busy. So angels try everything to come in to say, hey, I'll take that away from you. I want you to have a good time. So they're always giving me messages as this person is relaxed, they need to relax, their busy life. So it is because...
And you live in New York where that pace is so fast. You know, it's always moving and moving and moving. It's just even.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello. My phone just leaped off. But it's just an amazing energy that when I'm around, you know, when I'm around the city, it really does move at such a fast pace. It's really hard to stay in that centered space of nothing. You know, of quiet, of peace, you know. So I think it is a little harder for people that live without nature around them or in a small little space with lots of people's energy around them. It may be more difficult. So maybe we could give them a nice meditation that they could use today, that they could do on a daily basis, or something that, you know, that when they wake up or when they're feeling scattered. So do you have anything in mind, or maybe I can,
I do actually have a meditation. I'm trying to, I have it here. That's funny, because I was looking at, before the show, I was looking at my angel. There's a really short one.
And I think, like you said, it can be very simple and doable, you know. And that's kind of an important reality for most people listening today, is that any of this can be done in a moment. You don't have to take, you know, so much time to get to that centered space. And all I really know is that through the breath, through my own breath, it brings me right into the moment. So the only way to be in the moment is to really listen to your breath. It's that simple. And sometimes that's not as simple as it sounds, is it?
No. Yeah. I mean, every Thursday when I do my show, we do a 3 deep breath session. What I do is say, you know, for everyone to just sit upright. If you're driving, I say pull over. But just sit up straight, close your eyes, take a deep breath. I tell them how to breathe, because that's real important. When you take a deep breath in, you exhale, inhale, and your stomach expands out. We sometimes forget how to breathe. When you breathe in, a lot of people suck it in. And then when they exhale,
so breathing in through your nose, you're breathing in, and then inhale all the way in until you can't breathe in any more oxygen, and then breathing out. Now, pranayama yoga is that you breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Now, that's an interesting one to do. So you breathe in through your nose, and then out through, and then hold one side of your nose and breathe out.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a sense of the air moving out of your nose at the speed that it's moving. You'll kind of get information, and that brings you right to the breath. You'll actually start to feel the warmth of the breath. And then if you try, and this is really not an easy task, is to breathe through one side of your nose, and then you go, and you breathe all the way. And sometimes you feel like, boy, I'm not breathing very well. I need both. So just let the air come through slower then. And then sometimes we're forcing it. So if you go a little bit slower in breathing in, you'll get more of a smoother entrance into your body. And then they have another one where you breathe in through your nose, and so you're breathing in through both nostrils, and then when you exhale, you're breathing out with the tongue kind of on the top of your roof of your mouth, and it makes kind of a sound, so you're making that kind of sound. So then in yoga, they really are about breath, and yoga really is a wonderful place to start to really get connected to that source of what gives you life, which is this breath, you know. And in that, the quiet will start to be your friend, you know. I mean, quiet for a lot of people is scary.
Oh,
you know, they're trying to always fill it up with something, you know, and they really get afraid to be quiet, to truly be quiet. You know, they can do a minute or two, and then that's enough. They need to go out there and fill up their, you know, with the phone or the computer or the TV. I mean, fill up themselves so that they don't hear the quiet. So the more we do that in the world of today, this internet galactic, it's like we've exploded, you know. We're all like, we're wired for sound pretty much. But what we have done a bit of, and I'm not going to say it's bad, we have kind of stepped out of the quiet time that we used to give ourselves because we didn't have all these things, you know. So don't you think, Gammy, it's important? It's like to get in touch with the breath that you breathe gets you in touch with you. You know,
absolutely.
It shuts the mind off so that you can start to listen to the angels or even just nothing. See, no thing is a good thing, you know. No thing means I'm in the middle of, you know, I always love that idea of being in the middle between the ringing of the bell.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, you hear the bell, but in between that sound, there is a quiet space. I remember one of my teachers said that. Seek the quiet between the sound of the bell. It's a pretty quiet place, yeah.
Yeah.
And and you get there, and all of a sudden, you go, oh, that's who I really am. Because there's nothing, there's no thing, there's no thought, there's no time, there's no even body sense anymore. And that is where the angelic realm can find you, can talk to you, can in a sense work through you, you know. But that daily kind of meditation and prayer, and I think this, and this is something I have just learned, that prayer is when you are talking to God.
Right.
Meditation is when God can talk to you.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, over the years of all my, you know, I realized if I don't meditate, it's different because it's quiet. And I'm not talking, and I'm not expecting anything. I'm just in the nothingness of myself,
mm-hmm.
of that quiet place. There is nothing there. I haven't put anything, no conversation, so it's meditation. But when I pray, I'm talking. And a lot of times we are always talking all the time, and we don't really have the quiet to listen to God, you know, as or angels, or even the other side sometimes. And I think that's why mediums are being used for people.
Right.
You know, you too. We are being used because we are just listening.
Right.
You know, when I'm doing work, I just stay real quiet. I don't think anything. I just listen. And a lot of times the people that are trying so desperately, they're very, very busy in their conversation about how it should be. I've been doing this. I've been praying. I am, you know, it's a lot of conversation about it. And
right.
And really, that's not where it exists in. your answer will exist in that. That's probably why the angel showed me, and I was thinking about this, at the least moment of in the course of my day, where I would not be in thinking that I would be seeing them or really going, okay, come to my room now, you know. I remember that. They gave me the most, it was just a moment that I would not have expected them to show up at that second. But because I wasn't thinking, I wasn't expecting it, I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, I always think this, doesn't this happen to you? You could be driving down the street. Now, you're lost in thought. And somebody says, did you pass this street? And you go, I don't know. I might have passed that street. I don't really remember. But somebody was driving the car. You know, you were on autopilot, and you were somewhere else. Your body was one place, and your mind was somewhere else, or your spirit was someone else. It didn't even remember how it got there. It happens to me a lot. I mean, it happens to most people. They're so many different places. They're really not actually where they are. Well, I was really driving. I mean, I was truly in my moment. I got sat down, and I was really, you know, in the car and feeling the car, and I was in the moment of the drive. I wasn't anywhere else, but I had, you know, had been asking for this. So I get that they gave me this moment that I was quite unaffected by my mind, you know. They were able to get to me and let me see it. Because I'd been, you know, wanting and wanting and wanting and hoping and, you know, dreaming, you know, the whole thing of seeing them. I really wanted to see them. And so it was interesting that they picked this most unusual time, I thought, you know, like in the car, you know, who would have thought, you know. But that's what I have to say. It can happen any time. And it's their time. Yeah.
Talking about driving, I remember I was in Disney, and the road, I-80, was under construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a car full of people, and it was nighttime, and they were detouring. And I somehow followed the detour, but ended up in nowhere land. I right away said, angels, you got to show me where to go. And it was amazing. I went down this dark road, and out of the right in front of me was this huge sign with an arrow going left saying I-80. And I turned, and I was maybe 10 minutes away from my destination. And it is amazing.
And it just took you right, yeah, it was like within that second, yeah.
It's true.
Well, you know, if anyone out there who is listening has some angel stories that they would love to share with us, we would love to hear them, because that is we want to start to document, in a sense, energetically, that it is happening for you.
Right.
Not that it isn't, because we can talk about what isn't happening all day long, but when we start to talk about when it is happening, the energy of the vibration starts to even get bigger. And we start to even, like Annie, when you hear someone tell a story, you see it, right?
Right.
Well, it's the same thing when we hear angel stories. All of a sudden, the vibration starts to elevate, and we become more aware of our own, you know, connection with our own angelic guides. So,
and the angels love that, because not only does it help you, mm-hmm. it also helps them. They love, I know my angels they're constantly, I laugh a lot, and that's when you know, if you're driving alone, or if you're alone and you just have a thought that just makes you laugh out loud,
mm-hmm.
that is your angel. I try to tell, I have people who say, oh, of course, the doubters,
mm-hmm.
and I said, okay, do you ever just sit there and you're driving and something tells you to turn down the street, and of course I get a yes. I said, well, guess what? That wasn't you. That was your angel telling you to turn.
Yeah.
I think
it happens, but you don't even get that. Well, you know, that's the mind again trying to negate.
Yes.
This experience, and in a sense this connection that we have. So It's really important that when this happens, that we say, I don't know why I just went down that road. I trust that you're going to take me someplace. And you acknowledge that they did this or that they've been there for you and helping you get out of where, you know, like for you, like getting to see that exit sign must have felt really good, right? You were like, oh, yeah, thank you, you know. And you acknowledged them doing this for you. So my feeling is if they are doing things for you, acknowledge them. Thank them. Don't question it. You know, if like if I gave you $100 bill and I put it in your hand and you looked down and you saw me give it, you would for sure say thank you, right? Well, they are giving you gifts on many levels all the time. They're giving you prayers answered. Sometimes it's just something simple, not that somebody's okay, or that you get a call, you know, to make sure that, you know, little things. Or that, I mean, my sister actually was funny because, like, we were talking about bills. And I said, you know, the angels can help you with the bills. And they can. Because if you gave them to the bills, then they'll take care of it. And it was really funny that she didn't have any money to pay this one bill. And then eventually it didn't come in on time. You know, the bill didn't come in on time the way that it was supposed to. So it turned out that because they made the error, they allowed her more time to pay the bill. And then when she had the money, she could pay it. It was like, well, that was angelic. And that was so, you know, right there to imagine like something like that. So I feel like we have to start, you know, giving them this this wonderful thankful, grateful energy when they're doing it at the time, instead of wait down the road and talk, you know, to somebody in a negative way. Say, you know what? Today was an amazing day. This happened, and I know that I was guided, and I know that this wouldn't have been so easy if it wasn't that the angels, you know, came in and helped me. So don't you think that that's what we're here to do, is to give them the joy and the in the thankfulness that they deserve. So yeah. We have a caller, so let's take it. Let's see if we have some good vibes coming our way. Hold on. Hi, you're talking to Patty and Annie. You are on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, I'm just listening. May I do that, ladies? I enjoy your voice, and I'm not with my computer. I'm out in my backyard gardening. So I'm just enjoying your discussion.
We love you. Thank you. And I really know that, you know, we have a lot of listeners, and I know because they tell me how many people have tuned in, and it's wonderful, and we really love the fact that you call in and tell us. And you know, the thing is, angels, I mean, do you have any angel stories that you'd like to share? Because we were just talking about that when we start to raise that vibration up and start talking about it, Annie sees them, I feel them, you know, I know it starts to vibrate, you know.
I really believe when you ask for help, they're always there. And I talk to them all the time. And you just reinforce everything I believe in. So I love that you guys have the show. And I just want to be a listener and a learner. But I just mirror everything you say, so I really resonate. And I thank you for being here.
Well, thank you so much. And what is your name?
I'm Diane. I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, you're in Los Angeles.
Well,
we love that you are listening, and we love that you feel the same way, because I think that that's really ultimately why we started having this conversation, because it was bringing people to a higher vibration about, you know, I mean, you can have thoughts about things, but when you have other people confirming everything that you have felt yourself, you know, the warmth, the smells, you know, even just every day I walk my dog. This happens. I'm going to share this because I know you'd understand, Diane. Every day I walk my dog, and I live in Lake Tahoe, so you know and every single day, no matter what time of day I get out there, there is a hawk that circles above my head.
Oh, it happens.
I mean, I said to my husband, I should take a picture every day, and just to everybody, so they'd know that it's not a once in a while. It is every day, and it could be 3 to 4 times a day that as soon as I step out, I look up, and there's a hawk right there. And then one day, it was real interesting. A lot was going on, and I step outside. I'm walking. All of a sudden, I look up, and it was an eagle. and it was soaring just above my head. It was just like there. And I stood there, and I'm in the middle of my street, and I stood there, and my dog, you know, is a little dog. So my neighbor said, "But you know, Patty, you better be careful. He might want to eat it." So we were all out there. We saw the whole thing. And I said, "Oh, no, no. I mean, that's just such a message." And my neighbor across the street, she just has such a beautiful energy. And we both said, "Yeah." We just looked up, and, you know, it was this moment that everybody just took in the blessing that we were getting. Was from,
you know, that I want to share something that I just recently heard, and probably on a blog talk station, and I want to share, if you believe that when you hear, I mean, every day to live in the now is to live in the moment, and so one day not to blend into the next, you need to identify one thing, whether it be a rainbow, as you identified, you see that hawk or whatever you see, so you are living in the moment and you can remember days. They don't blur in. And and does that make sense?
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, and that is something that is wonderful to remind us, that there really isn't any, like, you know, anything that makes you say, what was that Tuesday? What was different from that Tuesday to this Wednesday, you know? And that really is wonderful, Diane. I like that if you can remember the moment as these crisp, you know, vibrant scenes, in a sense, like
pick
that eagle.
Pick something out from the day to remember that day. So it was, and you do it. You're telling me you have these creatures. And I walk on an equestrian trail every morning. I watch the sunrise, and it's my meditation, and I see wild birds. Of course, I see horses, and I see this fun wild rabbit. And it's the same place almost 99% of the time when I walk on that one little path. And it waits for me. And it's just like what you said. And I don't know if there's any meaning or not, but I really believe the energy in these creatures relate to our energy somehow. It's bizarre, though. So with my wild rabbit, I identify with your hawk.
Yeah, and, you know, rabbit, like I did go on, I did look on to see what the animal cards were and what the meaning of hawk was. And hawk is healer and insight. And it was real interesting that comes up for me. And also a raven or crow comes as well. Like on two, and they'll be equally, like I'll see them both in the same day. Like crows will follow me around, and then my hawk, within the same day I see both all the time. So I looked at crow, and crow is magic. And I really do know that we are working on, we're trying, and this is something I had a wonderful conversation with another friend who's a healer. And what we're getting to do finally is to step outside our limiting visual sense of life and how it should be, and our, in a sense, how it was told to us that it should be. And we're getting to be a little more childlike in our belief about the possibilities that are endless. Because you could tell a child to tell a story, and they'll just go on and on about it, and they have feelings about it, and they see it so clearly, and it's a purple polka-dotted, you know, horse, and they just have magical thinking at their fingertips, because they were never told that they shouldn't. And then somewhere down the line, you know, as we started to grow up, we started to go into a place that fit everybody else, that was acceptable, that was small, that was, you know, worked in and put us in these little boxes. And for the first time, I am starting to see people who normally stuck really safe, you know, close to home in a sense, safe, real safe, are moving on out, you know. They are moving on out of that comfortable box that held them, in a sense, prisoner from their own light. Because what that box did is told them that they were not this magical, amazing spirit that could see and do and heal anything and anyone. You know, we were told that a doctor was the healer when you're sick you go to, you know, instead of go inside of you and see, you know, where it is that your body is telling you that something's not quite right. I always say that if we don't listen, the next sign is pain in some way. You know, like if I'm sitting on my, and this is, and we were just talking about this. If I sat on my computer all day long, and the next thing, I didn't listen to my body when it said, "Please get up." You know, you've been sitting there. Please get up. You know, and I didn't. I ignored it. And the next moment, I start getting a neck pain. You know, a back pain, and my body starts to make me get up. Well, it's the same thing with spirit now. We are not being, your body is not, in spirit, and angels too, are not letting you stay idle when they're around. They're making sure you stay, you're paying attention. Don't you get that, Annie, too?
Oh, yeah.
They are waking people up that have been sleeping for a long time. And I am so grateful that, you know, because angelics are so sweet. You know, they don't hit you over the head. They don't, you know, they're just so loving in there. And it's not like you have to do anything for them to be around.
No, but you do have to communicate for their help. If you don't ask for help,
yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
they help.
You're right.
Tied, I really think that. Like a child, would you, a baby, if a baby doesn't cry and he's sitting there, we're going to let them sit. But the minute they, you know, call for help, boom, we're able to help.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but
what
that's
I
what
believe.
But don't you think that's what they're there for us? They are there for us and that level
yes,
of please
yes.
use me. Please use me.
Yes,
ask
but,
me.
But we have to ask, right? Or
yeah.
not? Or do
yeah.
you think that,
oh, absolutely, ask. I have an angel for everything.
That's what I'm asking.
I have an angel for when I lose my keys. I send my angel in for lost things. I have an angel for everything. I really do. I have an angel for if my, you know, my dog gets sick. I send in the healing angel for animals. I really get very specific. And I have an angel, and I have to share this with you, that, you know, if I go and, let's say, I live in a casino town. So I have an angel that I go and I say, angel of prosperity, fill this bucket. And I visualize the bucket, and I visualize like gold coins in there. I always win. My friends are like, Patty, you know, you could do this for a living. You know, so I just
truth.
Know
I'm
that
so
they're going to
fail.
Yeah, I gave him a job. And they
yes, it's true, though. Yeah. You can. It's a Wayne Dyer, what you're saying in his books, like the ocean is the source, and you can have whatever you want if you believe it. You want to take a bottle cap, you can fill it, or do you want to take a yacht, you know, or whatever you can have whatever you believe and create it. It's just believing and seeing it. It's really easy, Patty.
Yeah.
It's easy.
What do you think, Diane? This is a good question, because what do you think that the world is going through that is making this shift happen? Like, in your world, because, I mean, everybody has their own perspective, and I just love to hear different perspectives. So what would you say that, like, is one of the...
I have a very blessed life,
mm-hmm.
and I live in a cocoon world. And sure, we're all hurting, but we're surviving as much as we can. But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even when you're on top, everyone's hurting. So everyone makes adjustments, and I don't know why. I'm dealing like everyone else.
Yeah. But, you know, my question is this, Diane. Do you think about it? See, I think the secret...
I don't know how to think. Tell me about it. I don't know. It's bad thoughts when I do. Do you know what it's not a pleasant... It's not making me happy.
Yeah,
it's
but you know
hurtful.
What I noticed? If we don't think about... See, I've noticed the people that think and talk about having the problem, let it be money, weight loss, not having a boyfriend or girlfriend, when you start the conversation, it brings the very thing that you don't want to it.
Correct. Oh, I agree with that 100%.
You know what I mean? I
That's
hear,
why I live
you know,
in a cocoon.
Yeah.
So
but
I'm
it's
not,
okay.
I'm
that cocoon,
it.
Everybody needs to live in somewhat of a cocoon that is a powerful cocoon that keeps
right.
you in the bliss and the joy and the gratitude of the moment. That's a wonderful thing you just said. If we and I feel like Annie, do you feel like you live in a cocoon?
I try to.
Do you? Okay, but the trying does allow for the
yes.
existence of one.
Yes,
you know, because some people don't even try. I mean, they're just immersed in the TV. They're immersed in every
right.
single problem that everybody has. They really don't try to cocoon themselves from into the place, into the joy, into the love, into the moment that they could be choosing. Because, like, happiness is your choice at any single moment. I always say that. Do you want to feel this way? And most of the time, most people say, no, I don't. Well, what would make you not feel this way? And it what always makes people move out of their, I call it kind of monkey mind, is to start to think about gratitude. Because gratitude alone brings you right into the moment. Like, if I just am, I even say this, like, I mean, this is interesting. When I put my body lotion on, I'm going to share this amazing one. When I put my body lotion on, I say to my legs, when I'm putting it on, thank you, legs. Thank you so much for taking me where I have to go. And with each stroke, I'm very in the moment of everything that I'm doing. And I thank you, legs, for being strong and powerful, you know, for doing the marathons, for holding me up, you know. I really am in gratitude for every part of my body that moisturizer or oil is touching. And I really am in the moment. And I move it around and I touch, you know, and I'm grateful for my body at the level, my breath, everything, for everything that it has done. And it takes a little longer to do this.
Thank you, Patty. But, I'm doing that now. You're teaching me. I love it because we love our bodies and talk to our bodies. It works. It's so smart.
Yeah, because
I forgot about
it,
that.
It's the cells. And get this one. I started doing this. Now, I had my son, and I, of course, was hoping for a 40-pound baby, but I only had a 7-pound baby. So it was, you know, it wasn't so easy after that. I was always working out, doing marathons, running, doing everything I could to try to lose that extra 15 pounds. Well, I started to do this. I really did. I started to do this massage, and I started to really be, you know, in every single thing that I was doing. And really, I stopped running because that was like one of my very wonderful friends said, running symbolizes that you are that something's chasing you. And I thought about it and I said, you know, that's interesting, or that you're going someplace in a hurry. And I really got that. The body really doesn't like that, you know. So I started doing quieter
things. Oh, I know
from that.
I used to be a runner, too. Marathon.
Yeah, I started doing quieter, more like, you know, more centered things, more breathing, walking, yoga, swimming, things that really were in a more mellow state for my body, that it didn't feel like I was, like, hurting it and challenging it too much, that it was going to start to think that it was in grave, dire, you know, straits. Because sometimes you get that flight reaction. And your cortisol levels actually increase. So I was finding that this was happening. So I just started doing that in the framework of just using my moisturizer. And also, I would just say to myself every day, I am 135 pounds. I weigh 135 pounds. And I would just see that. I just would see it every day. And I didn't do anything. That was everybody saying, oh, what have you done? And I think that's what I did. I just started to really get off my own case about it, and I started just being in total gratitude that I already had it. And that means gratitude for my feet, my legs, my breasts, everything, every single part of my body. And I now am 135 pounds. I don't diet. I eat what, you know, feels right to me. And I feel like I finally am loving the person that I am. You know, from the real sense of loving, which means that I'm not trying to be anything but right where I am. You know,
and you're whole as a being. You don't need anyone completely. You love. You're a whole loving being without being a part of anything.
Right, right. And what women today are being told is that they're not beautiful enough, perfect enough, thin enough. You know, and we are having this being told to us by men. By men that pretty much are surgeons that are hoping that you come and spend a fortune to make you look like
me.
They're...
Since I'm 35, I've done it all more than once. Oh, I'm the queen of cosmetics. I've never been sick in my life, but I have been under the knife many times. But it works for me, and it works for my career, and it just, it's what it has. This is how I live. I mean, this is what goes on in this town, you know?
I know.
It's
but
we've
kind
I
of...
I like it, though.
You do. And you know, that's the whole thing.
Right.
If it was something that, I always think, if it's something that when you look at yourself, you're not pleased with what you see, then you need to change it, because that's what we're here to do. We're just
mm-hmm.
changing energy. We're making ourselves more happier at what we see. But, you know, that's really the ultimate truth, is that we're just playing around here. This is this body, and we're just going to play. We're going to change the color hair. We're going to have fun. You know, that's what being
oh.
a female was a good gift in this life.
I did copper hair just for fun.
Uh-huh.
I decided to change my hair. I wanted a lift, so I went in, and I said, you know, let's go red. She said, Diane, let's go copper. I said, copper? She said, yeah, it's a brand new color. I said, put it on. I said, I'm walking around with this look, and instead of, like, shooting Botox or doing something that
uh-huh.
I did my hair, and it makes me feel fun. It's just, Patty, it's a fun feeling.
Right, right.
So,
and that's what, you know, that's all it's about.
Good.
As long as we, yeah, as long as we're not identifying with it as who we are, and we just know it's just having fun. Because, like, you know, like, I've heard young girls, I mean, this is the truth, young girls, 16-year-old beautiful girls that aren't happy with their bodies. And that's when I get worried. You know, that's when I say, oh, man, you know, just stay present with your beauty, your vibrancy, your spirit. And, you know, you are just going, no, it's not. And somewhere in their circuit, they were told that they needed bigger boobs, they needed this or that, that then if they had that, they would be a happier woman. Instead, what they're actually doing now is they're all looking the same. The sameness is coming. Like, you know, the uniqueness of beauty. I am an artist, right? So I love the uniqueness of bodies. When we have models, nude models come, I love the ones that are a little bit more robust, that have a little more shape, that are not, you know, stick figures with, you know, or Barbie dolls. I really don't. They're not as interesting to draw, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so grateful. My girlfriend was pregnant. And I asked her, I said, please, would you be a model in my class? And she's like, she's a body worker,
oh.
so she had no problems. No problem
right,
being
sure.
a body worker. It was just wonderful, Diane, having this beautiful, like, energy of this, you know, mother.
You
know.
Won.
Oh. I won. I did win. Somebody just said, congratulations, you won. And I was like, okay. But, you know, all I'm getting is that we, as women, need to start to kind of spread out this energy that we are aware of. You know, Anne? I mean, you're doing it with your angel workshop. And Diane, I'm sure you do it every day because you're so present for what you're experiencing in your life. And the more you have the conversation with other people about angels, about their own vision of who they are, the more it starts to vibrate at a higher level, everything starts to change for people because they probably never would have had that conversation with anybody else. I never heard that before, but somebody just told me that recently, that they said, thank you. This is what they said to me. Thank you for being open to having that conversation with me. Nobody ever would go there with me. And I thought, wow. You know, I mean, we have it all day long, but a lot of people are really starved for this type of vibration and this kind of conversation. So,
and you're giving us 2 hours, and I love you guys. So, could you put me on mute because I have?
You're going to go on mute, and we have another caller. So,
good.
Thank you, Diane.
So
love
nice
you.
To hear you, Diane. Love you.
And we have another caller. Let's take it. Hi there. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Sandy.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hi. I didn't know it was going to be that quick.
Yeah.
My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi,
Anne. And my question, I've got a couple, but one was about an old boyfriend from a long time ago. I had a feeling starting last year that I was going to hear from him. Still haven't heard from him. His name is Tommy. And then I was going to ask about work, if you see anything where my work might bring me closer to home.
Mhm. Ian, you go first because I like to just pick up on the energy of the angels, and then I'll tell you what I feel. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me. When you were just talking, well, first it's nice to thank you for calling.
Yes.
It's nice to
thank
hear you.
You, Ian.
Are you Ian with the E or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, when you first mentioned your old boyfriend, I have a sense, and the angels are telling me he's around. That's why you're getting a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
He's around you.
Really?
I don't know if he knows that he's near you.
I think he would. He used to live here.
Well, I'm thinking it's because I don't think he knows you live there still.
Really?
Mm.
That's what I was sensing they were telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the job, okay, I do have to ask, how far away are you?
Well, for some people, it might not seem far. It's 38 miles.
It is far.
I've been further, but that was a long time ago.
Right now, this is exactly what came in. They
mm-hmm.
said, stay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because they're actually implementing something for you.
Oh, really?
What you need to do is initiate by saying that, do you ever talk to your angels?
Yes, and I've been doing EFT, like tapping,
trying to
maybe get a special assignment or something. You know.
That's great. Well, they want, that's what they're saying. They're saying we're laying a platform for her. We hear her. Tell her we love her.
Oh, that's great.
I'm getting chills. They are setting something up for you for closer to him because they realize the stress of driving and the stress on the car and on you,
mm-hmm.
and they know how important the quiet time is to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting. I don't know if I'm trying to zone in about your old boyfriend. They were saying, this is what I kept saying, he's in the area, but he's not sure of something. And that's why you sensed his thoughts, therefore
mm-hmm.
meaning you were hoping, well, not hoping, but you thought you were going to hear from him. That was him thinking of you,
mm-hmm.
because he's sort of in the area, but not sure about contacting you.
Okay.
What do you get, Patty?
Yeah, I just pulled three cards for you, Anne. The first one was steady progress, which we acknowledge you for the progress you've made in remembering love and your daily activities. We can clearly see that your contribution you're making to the world through your thoughts, feelings, and actions of love. That was one of the cards. And the second one was perfect timing. That was I asked the question about your boyfriend, and perfect timing came up. So this is interesting. It says, now is the perfect moment for you to act on your inspirations. The doors are open. While you walk through them with us by your side, don't delay or procrastinate, as all of your ingredients are ripe for your success. Everything and everyone is on your side, supporting your positive outcome. So my question is, why are you waiting for him to come to you?
I don't have any idea where he is.
Okay.
And there's no way.
Why don't you go? I want you to do some searching. Go online. Okay. I was getting Florida.
I want to be found, I think. Oh, really?
Okay. I was getting Florida. Yeah. Well, I wrote it down. Actually, got Florida. Big Florida.
There is an angel we can call in, Patty and Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Florida, is that a possibility?
I mean, I don't know. It could be. You know, I'm in the.
Yeah, I mean,
he was in the.
Is there anybody that he knows there, or family, or anything that would bring him there?
Not that I know of.
No.
I mean,
okay. The second one I did get was family.
Mm-hmm.
So, is the reason that you broke up with him have to do with family? At the time.
At the time, no. He had more. I would say more problems: drugs, alcohol.
Oh.
And then
uh-huh.
I wound up with someone and had a family, but then didn't really have a family. So I have a daughter, but I'm on single, you know, like single parent.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know whether he knows that or not.
Oh, no. I'm sure he wouldn't know that, right? So interesting. So do you feel that he's overcome the drug addiction and all that?
I don't know. I don't know whether, you know, it's still a problem or not.
Yeah. So in wanting him back, do you want him just to meet him again, to say hi?
It's sort of like to talk
kind
to,
like,
you know, and I think we would have more in common than some other people, just, you know, just be more accepting of me, I think. It's also closure to a certain extent.
Yeah. So if you could do a closure with him now, you know, I think energetically that would be a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Only because it's not allowing for, when you haven't done closure and you kind of go back on thinking of old relationships, it does stop a new energy from coming in.
Oh.
So, you know, I have to say that because I'm hearing it really loud and clear. That we could do some closure on Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And angels, we can all do this with you, and Diane too. She can listen and she can help us.
Okay.
Maybe if we just do a closure, that we just see him kind of in a place of joy. You know, because we want to put him in a nice place. So we're going to put him in a Florida place,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to see him there. And we want you to picture him now walking towards you. So we have the angels around you. We have peace in your heart and a loving kind of feeling towards him coming, radiating from your heart towards him. So as he starts to walk towards you, just see him start to come closer to you. And Anne, you let's send the angels in. Angels of peace and love and Archangel Michael and Raphael and everyone's around you now. And as he starts to come towards you, just look into his eyes. And from your heart, I want you to just kind of say what it is that would make it feel that he hears you. He knows how you felt about him. You could, you know, say it to his heart to heart. Just open up your heart and just let it pour right into his. And let him receive it and see a nice smile on his face. He has a very nice face. I'm seeing a very sweet, sweet, sweet.
If I'm not visual, very hard.
Oh, I am. I'm
more
seeing
audio.
Okay, audio. So let's just say what it is that you say it and get that he hears you. You know, get the energy out of you and in a sense to him. So what it is that you'd like. You know, what it is that you'd like to say.
Oh, you want me to say it out loud, is that it?
No.
Oh,
I want you to say it to yourself, to the audio, in a sense, to your audio clairvoyant self that says,
gotcha.
That speaks to another person. So say it to his soul and his spirit.
Gotcha.
Okay? You gotcha. It's much better that way. And then now just, you know, if you can see it or feel that he's accepted it, accepted your appreciation, even if you had something to say that, you know, was difficult at the time, you know, I've always wished the best for you, whatever. In a loving way, have it be heard and have a sense that now the angels are around you. And when you feel a sense that it's you have kind of purged, in a sense, all that you needed to say. And may after we hang up, you may have more to say. I want you to kind of keep doing this work, even in tonight if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to, do sit down, meditate, and start to say it directly to his soul. And from letting this really go to this next level,
mm-hmm.
things will start to change for you. It always, mm-hmm. it can't not change. It's almost like you've stopped. It's like a circle, a wheel that was stuck inside of a mud path. You know, you just keep going and going, and nobody knows. But you have to do something energetically different to get it to kind of move out. You know, so let's do that. And I know that the next level will be something will change around this. You'll hear somebody or run into somebody. I have a feeling that there is somebody around you that might know where he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting anything on my daughter, are you? Because I was going to ask. I didn't want to take up too much time. Her boyfriend.
No, you can.
Oh, her boyfriend is from mm-hmm. Long Island. And that was the uncanny thing, too, that this guy was from Long Island. And then my daughter, like 20-some years later, winds up with some guy from Long Island. So mm-hmm. I just said, I don't know. I mean, I don't think the families know each other. Well,
we never know. I think it might be you never know. You know, they say if you ask six people, that six people, well, somebody will know that person. That six deep idea. I do believe that's true, especially in a city.
Oh, I was going to ask because she's thinking of going to Korea, whether you see that or more of a just a job in the United States. She's graduating next week from college.
Is it something to do with, like, government or legal?
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Not that I know of, but I know one of the jobs for the summer that they were interested in was a state job, but that was sort of
okay.
A summer job.
Yeah, I see that around her.
Oh, you
do? That one came really strong. That's what it would be that she'd be doing. So maybe she will take that position. And the Korea, I'm not getting that.
It seems
clear.
To be
how
one
about
of the latest
you,
and greatest things. She's talking about teaching. English as a second language in Korea.
I think that she, once she does this other position, once something else comes her way,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if she'll be wanting to go. That's what it felt like. it's like this other job's going to come. That's what I kept seeing. This legal kind of government position.
Okay. Because the other thing was supposed to be like, you know, summer job, like food service, like. Not.
I think she should go towards that more of a substance, you know, to the job where she'll engage with people who like her and will keep her on, you know, kind of thing.
So yeah. Government.
It feels like if she gets into this part-time job, it's going to work into a full-time. That's what it felt like to me. So maybe Korea
really
might be put on the back burner for a little bit. I think she has a great spirit to teach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she might be enjoying being more of a management kind of
definitely
position, yeah, than teaching. So that might actually feed her personality better, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
Giving her some power and all that. Because teaching, we need them. We totally
mm-hmm.
need them. Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
we need them. But I don't know if the money would be enough for her to survive.
Well, it's not
yeah.
really her vocation of choice anyway. It's just one
yeah.
that's needed out there, probably.
Yeah.
So,
and you know what? I find that I feel like she would be teaching.
Oh,
funny,
yeah.
if she gets this job, it feels like she'll be, you know, moved into kind of management. I feel like I saw her just at a blackboard kind of, you know, showing people how to do something. So she'd be kind of an instructor for government or something like that. And it feels keeps coming up, legal. So something, maybe she'd be teaching them about legal information for the company. I don't know, like a liaison.
She speaks Japanese. She's a Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Japanese.
That's
so
it
maybe.
Then. That's making sense. All right. Like, I see.
That's why
wow.
I can't understand what she's saying.
This is wonderful. Okay. That makes so much sense that when I'm seeing this. Okay. Well, that is what you, yeah. So here she may be a translator. That could be what
yeah.
she'll be doing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Okay, so maybe for this company that needs a translator for Japanese is what she'll be doing. So maybe, you know, it feels like they're gonna use her a lot and her abilities to do this. So wonderful.
And somebody around me might know where Tommy is.
Yeah, yeah. This is not that far, and I think that's why Annie was picking up.
Yeah,
it's
I think
not
that's
that
why
far
I was
away
picking
from
up somebody.
Yeah, I felt that too.
You mean he's okay? I'm in Connecticut. You're thinking he's in Connecticut. He's not in Florida. He's in like Long Island.
I still saw Florida. I think that's where he is. That's my first, the very first thing that came to me. I wrote it. I always write down everything.
Okay,
was
so
Florida?
That's still the East Coast type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I do think that there is a person that knows where he is, and. Interesting that he is from Long Island, and your daughter's friend is from Long Island, too. So it's kind of linking you to, it's kind of showing you where to go, that this Long Island connection might have information for you. I wouldn't doubt it. I have a feeling he used to go to a specific restaurant bar in Long Island or something like that. It's showing me a place that he used to go a lot as a kid. And there is an old friend, someone that knows him well. And that might be the person. They just told me with the initials J, maybe a Jeff sound or J. So it's got the initials J in it, is a friend of his that he knew. So Long Island might be, it feels like Long Island is showing me that's where you're going to find the information to find out where he is. And I know it feels like Florida. It really does.
Which is
interesting. Maybe he's retiring or he's working there or something drove him over to that area.
Not with somebody else, though.
No, I'm not getting. I think he went there. That's what it feels like. He went there with somebody, and in that, what gave, you know, the reason for to go to Florida was with a relationship. But I don't think that doesn't feel like that's where he's at right now. I just keep getting boats.
Well, that would make sense.
Like,
he was a fisherman.
Okay, boats. Okay. Well, that's it then.
Or
he's
he could
on
work
a boat.
In the shipyard, right?
Yeah, I see boots. So he's still doing that. And he's in Florida around boats.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where you're going to find him.
Yeah. And this restaurant bar is from when he was a kid?
So if you go to Long Island, there might be somebody that maybe worked with him on a boat or is around the water or where he used to go, like to have beers and drink, and he used to party a little bit too much over there. Then they kind of know where he is in this initial J. I'm almost seeing the building. It's a really wild building. It's like a name of a person, a bar, like Antonio's or Antoinette, you know, like a name. It has a name. And it was like a place he used to go.
Okay, there was a place that I met him, but it doesn't exist anymore, and that was Captain Norm's.
And it's by the water?
It's in the Hamptons.
Oh, in the okay, that's what I keep getting. Okay, so maybe there is in that area, because that's where you met him, there may be another place that he has a friend that still is there that you possibly would be able to find out. But I really get that he's still into boating. He's still into doing or by the water, and it felt like Florida to me. And I get that, yeah, you will find out more information. You might want to take a trip. I know, a day trip. Take, you know, your girlfriend. Just go walk around the area
mm-hmm.
that you met him in, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
it's telling me to go back in that area, and you'll find out the information you need. Right, Annie, what are you getting? Does the angel say anything?
I got it. I'm getting the impression the same thing of, he's thinking of her. That's why she's getting that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, of, you know, and I guess he's just hesitant. I think most of all, the angels are saying to surrender this feeling and then release it. And if it's meant for your higher good to go back, you'll find each other.
Mm-hmm.
I know I mentioned an angel to help you, and it would be the angel of love, because they also help you find loved ones, lost
mm-hmm.
loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's your love, his name, Archangel Shamuel, it's Chamuel. Just give it to Archangel Samuel, help Anne find
mm-hmm.
Tommy, and we'll release that. If it's meant to be, you will be let. If you any slight urge or nudge for you to say, like even go walking down somewhere, take a trip somewhere, like Patty mentioned,
mm-hmm.
that's your angel telling you.
That's the
way
to go.
Go with the flow.
Yeah.
That's all I just kept receiving from them was, he is around.
Yeah, and I think he's not. I mean, Florida is still around. You know, it's really not that far. And I get that he is available, and that's possibly why you're picking up on him now. Because I don't think he was. I think that energetically he was taken for a while, and so were you. And so now that you're both in the same energetic framework, you're starting to feel out, you know, each other again.
Okay.
I don't know when you'll find him, if it would be a completely healed person, you know what I mean, that's really
right.
stopped doing
right.
the abusive things.
Right.
But I do think that you will know, and you will be able to say, you know, I just had to see you. And it
mm-hmm.
might just be for that alone, that you just had to know for sure that it was either over, or that he hadn't changed, or that he had changed. Really always feel that everybody at any moment has that opportunity for
mm-hmm.
enlightenment. They do. And you may meet him again, and he might not be, you know, aware of what he's done to himself. And then you might meet him again, and he will say, you know, I started caring about myself more. So I believe that you'll know that, Annie. I believe, and that you'll know right by his energy if he's
mm-hmm.
if he's done any work, in a sense. You know what I mean?
Am I still doing this other thing tonight that you were talking about previously?
Yes,
or,
I would do that
oh,
for
okay.
sure. Because
so
as you start,
they,
as your soul
you surrender, I wasn't sure whether we were still talking.
As your soul start to communicate again,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the issues that might have kept you from connecting will go
mm-hmm.
away. You know, even if there's anger, let it out, let it go, forgive it. You know, let it be heard. You said you're anything that you might have stuffed down there, or get it out. And get the spirit of love and forgiveness and acceptance really be radiating from you to him, and have his, you know, talk to his spirit now, because he's still on the planet, and start a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of, and he might not know. Annie said that he doesn't know where you might be. Is that possible?
He said he lived with you before, right?
Yes.
Oh, so he knows the same house you're in. Yeah.
I think he's unsure. That's what I kept getting. He's unsure of it.
Would he be possibly unsure that you're not married anymore?
I think that's the unsure.
That's what I was getting. Yeah, that's what I was getting. Okay, so that's what you... So that's really clear for me, that if you can say to his spirit, I am open, I am free, I want you to know this information, I'm going to use my cosmic AT&T and send it out ahead, so that you'll start to get a vibration to try to find out about me. And then
mm-hmm.
he'll find out too. So I get that we do a lot of work, you know, in the other dimensions before actually... You know, we meet again. So if you're aware of it, just like we were talking about being aware of the angels working with you, then you really are consciously working for the same thing, you know, to finally find him. And so I really highly recommend going back to where the area that he grew up in, the Long Island area.
Okay, not the area that I met him in, the area where he grew
no,
up.
No, the Long, you know, more where he grew up is where I'm getting. That you may find a friend, an old friend, around that worked with him, maybe on the boats, that will know where he is. And it feels like a Jeff really keeps coming up strong, a J name. Because, you know, people in that practice or in that business, they really do stay within that framework for their lifetimes, you know. They really do.
I could think of a Jeff, but it was more in the Hamptons. It was the son of the woman that he lived with.
Oh, okay. Was he in the boating business too?
Actually,
or
they
he
were,
was around the water.
They were. I mean, they were more into paving, tennis courts, driveways, that type of thing. I think.
Uh huh. Well, if there is a Jeff and you know this person exists and he
I
knew
know
him,
there was a Jeff who would be young.
Okay,
yeah.
That then you got to look him up. Because, like, I never get, I keep hearing Jeff. I mean, you know, names, sometimes they give me a J, they give me a, you know, but I am hearing Jeff. So this is totally it feels right. How about you, Annie? Do you getting that? That feels right that maybe there's some information there for her.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I do
oh, really?
Too.
I, like I said, the sense is that...
So the Hampton is not far from you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's still way out.
It's a Connecticut
yeah.
Hampton, yeah.
Hmm.
But would you ever be going there for a weekend or something? Just
I mean,
because?
It's like a remote possibility, you know.
I think
I
would do
it.
I would do it. I would maybe grab a friend, you know, and head out for a weekend or... you know, even your daughter, if she's available, just go out there. I think that something, it like when you least expect it. I almost thought it was funny. I just saw you walking into a restaurant, and then somebody was coming out, and you knew them. That kind of showing me, like kind of when you least expect it, the information will be there for you. And it will just be right in your lap. It's kind of like, so you have to kind of put yourself in the framework that is coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say if you expect miracles, miracles happen, right?
That's
so
true.
I always believe that expectation of that is like energy that's allowing it to happen. So my feeling is absolutely this guy is looking for you. And you'll get information. I think that's going to be all you need. I mean, sometimes you just want to know. You know,
this is very much I have no idea why for years and years and years it didn't occur to me, and then all of a sudden it became an annoying desire to find
annoying
it out.
yeah and you know, and sometimes there's a bigger answer of why. Maybe he's sick, maybe he needs help, maybe there's a real bigger reason to why you want to know. I mean, sometimes that's the truth. You know, so a lot of times when you're being called at that level where you just can't get that person out of your mind, it's sometimes a bigger reason than you know. And that is really being open. So I always say, when I feel like I'm just open to whatever you need me to do in the situation, angels, so take me. If, you know, he's needing me or if I'm needing him, if we just need to get together on a healthier note, you know, than it was before, then I need to go there again. You know, so because kind of incomplete relationships, especially if there's alcohol or drug abuse or anything that keeps you people away from really connecting,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like a relationship that never had the chance to really experience itself, you
right.
know, because there was some kind of numbing in the middle of it, you know. And when you drink or do alcohol or drugs, it numbs you from themselves pretty much,
mm-hmm.
or actually from the available self that they would be having if they were really, you know, in their loving self away from the drugs. So possibly this is why, you know, you need to find this out, who
okay.
he would be, you know, who he really would be. Yeah.
Okay.
Feels right to me. Anything for you, Ann, you're picking up?
That was... My angels were a little short on this.
Mm-hmm.
It was very short with, I had a name come in. I'm wondering if your angel, since you mentioned angels, your angel came in saying, tell her my name. It's, she kept saying Marion. She's helping you. So if you need to... You can address her by Marion.
Okay, there is. So this is an angel named Marion?
Mm-hmm. That's your angel.
That's my angel.
Yes.
It's interesting.
Marion.
Well, we have certain angels come in. We do have a permanent guardian angel. This one came in because you're asking for help.
Oh,
and
really?
She's, angels come into our lives when we need extra help. So extra help comes in, and besides your guardian angel, this angel came in and said, just let her know I'm here to help her.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely sure it's Marion. It's not Madeline or Marilyn. It's Marion.
I kept going. First it came up as Mary. Then she's like, Marion. No, it's Marion. She said it was Marion.
My mother's name was Mary. I never met her. So that's why I was asking you that. And this Jeff's person's mother's name was Marilyn.
Wow.
And then his first wife's name was Madeline. So I was wondering, I guess, all those mares in there.
Now, this angel came in to, but she wanted to let you know she's helping you.
Well, that was good.
She hears you.
Do I need to talk to Marion, or she works on her own?
No, you can, if you want to specifically talk to her, it's always good to, I find when I'm talking with people, they when a name comes in, it's an angel that wants to be known and
mm-hmm.
wants to know that they love you and they hear you and they just want you to have comfort that they are there for you.
Okay. Good to know.
No, you said something about your job.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said that they hear me and that they were building a platform for me.
Yeah. I sense they said stay where you are.
Steady progress, it said, yeah.
They're working on something closer to him.
Wow.
They wouldn't tell me what. It's almost as they were showing me, they're giggling because it's actually going to come to you.
Oh, really?
So, you actually don't even have to just forget I even said that. Know that a job is coming to you. It's actually going to fall in your lap.
With the same company?
Is there the company in the same area closer to your home?
Might be.
They're
all over the place. That's why I should have been laughed before when you said AT&T because I work for AT&T.
So maybe, okay. If the job you're at now is farther and there's one closer, maybe that's what they're trying to
tell you. Well, I was closer before March. A lot closer. So maybe I would go back to there. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is. Because the angels are showing me, like, a giggle. They're very your angels are very playful.
I don't know. Maybe a lot of Irish in my background. Maybe.
There you go.
Wow.
So this is
now, your daughter, is she, does she live near, she lives in Long Island, and you live in Connecticut.
Well, she's thinking of living there for the summer, yeah. And then he's supposed to go to Toronto. He got a scholarship to college, to graduate.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Interesting. Are you planning on traveling soon? Like a long trip, like out of the country?
Not that I know
of. I keep getting that you're going to be going someplace pretty interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a trip will come your way, like a, you know, something that you've always wanted to do.
Wow.
And you're going to go. So maybe this summer. You're gonna take off and do something really interesting. It almost felt like Greece. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, like an opportunity to go with a group. I mean, it sounds really. It's going to be exciting for you. So keep your ears open. I think that is coming your way. I really get that. You are just going to be given so many nice things. I mean, like a trip and think. You know, as you start to kind of. I mean, that's what I. Get steady progress. I mean, they're totally aware of all that your focus and your feelings and your thoughts. So it's really kind of saying that it's going to happen in perfect timing. Really reminds me of just that you are in perfect timing for all these things to start to work on your behalf. So I get that. You know, that means getting closer to work, finding out about Tommy. But I think for you as a spiritual being, this is your time too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels like you are going to be moving on into a whole nother level
mm-hmm.
of communication, understanding, work, maybe workshops that come your way, meeting more like-minded people.
Yes, that's what I've been trying to do, and I would like more time to do that. Yes.
Yeah, and that feels like it's there. It's already coming. They hear you. They know that you are needing your tribe. I always like, it's like a tribe, you know. I mean, and so we're really coming together, and it really, I just keep getting that you are finally stepping into the platform that supports you, you know, energetically, spiritually, you know, and that's really powerful. Because that will get you, in a sense, where the world is at your fingertips, you know. So if any thoughts that you've had about doing anything, learning something, I kept seeing plants and flowers around you, like I'm going to say potting soil, and you were, your hands were in it, and you were having, it was just like that was where you were.
Wow.
And then I saw banking. Like money, things like financial things coming your way. It feels like where you had question, like where you didn't have enough money, it's going to start to really come in. Like it's not going to be an issue anymore. They keep telling me, no, she's done well. So I keep getting that you have done, you really have taken good care of your future, you know, and in that you can start having some fun, you know, like financially and raising your daughter. You've done so much, and now it is your time. It really is.
I hope so, yeah.
Oh, it is. No hope involved.
Like
hoping implies, hoping
too.
Always implies that it's not here yet. Hope, you know, if I say I hope, that doesn't say much to the angels, you know.
Okay,
you have to say I know.
Okay, I believe that, Patty.
Okay, I like that better. Belief is the only way to move out of anything. You got to believe it. Just like you got to believe it so, and then it is. It's that simple, right? I mean, that's what really we're talking about. It's like your conversation has to be, I know that I'm going to find him. I know I'm being led. I know that I'm going to, you know, I know me is so much more powerful than I hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I hope kind of doesn't give like, you know, I always think that they work with us. So as we start to put that picture out there in the universe and we start to hear it and see it and feel it, then they've got something to work with. So we really have to get clear on what it is we're asking for,
okay.
You know. And that is ultimately up to you on how you want to see it. So because how I would like to see it for you might not be, but it's really powerful for you to get quiet enough to start to visualize, or you know, like you said, how you feel it, let it come into you, really emote the energy before it happens, you know. I did a workshop with Tony Robbins a long time ago, and he had everybody jumping up and down, and there was so much energy before anybody did anything, you know what I mean, that we walked on fire, you know, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever done. But I remember thinking that the whole room was just like on fire already.
Wow.
So, you know, and I really get that. That's some of what I'm kind of seeing, that if you can start to bring up the energy around you as already happening for you,
mm-hmm.
as already getting everything that you want, the energy vibrates at such a higher level that everything starts to change for you. It really
mm-hmm.
does. It's like what we talked about losing weight. Once you finally say, I already am, you've already reached it. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so I really get that that's where you're going to be heading, into this new place of seeing how, you know, of catching yourself in the old pattern. It's like an old pattern of how we communicate with ourselves. And if you can just change it up a little bit, you know, change
mm-hmm.
it different, do it differently, and you'll get a different result. So what I'm saying is, like, if you say, I hope, I've tried, try to use more already happening words. I mean, they're your words, so you use them according to what feels right for you, that feels
mm-hmm.
genuine. But just
mm-hmm.
try that. Even when you talk to yourself, I know, you know, I'm excited. You know, I really want you to try to do that, because that's energy, and it's all words are is just energy. And so if we can see that some have different energy systems, like, you know, do you ever see that doctor that did the Dr. Akimoto? He has a water book, and did you ever see that book? It was the most amazing thing. He took polluted water.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, and your daughter might know about this, and he put different words on this water, and then he froze it, and he put Hitler on one word, hate on another word, and on the bottle with the polluted water, he put the same polluted water, he put love, God, angels, and then under a microscope, looked at the crystals of the water and how they changed according to the word. And it was the most beautiful book I've ever seen. When you can see, you know, it's like a snowflake. You can see the crystals of the vibration of the word and how amazing.
And what's his name again?
Dr. Akimoto.
Oh, Akimoto.
Yeah, and it's called, actually, if you go on Dr. Darren Weissman's website, he actually has him in an interview talking about the water.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, you go ahead, look.
Yeah, his name is Masaru. It's
Masaru.
Yeah, M A S.
M A
S A.
Okay.
Are you? And then his last name is Emoto, E-M-O-T-O.
Oh.
His book's called Messages from Water.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's one of his books, because he has, yes, The Message from Water.
From Water, yeah.
And it's an amazing book.
Yeah. But, again, we're really trying to change it at this sub-level of how we talk to ourselves. And that really shows me that, you know, if a water can pick up a vibration that changes the crystallization of how it looks under a microscope, then imagine how it affects our bodies, being that we are all water, you know? I mean, we're pretty much mostly water. So I really think that as we start to see that the vibration of even the conversation that we have with ourselves on many levels has to stop. If you're not getting the result that you want, and you're not and it's bringing you into places that you're not thrilled with, then it just is a matter of finally tuning the conversation that you're having with yourself. It's simple. You know, it's not something that is hard to do. It just has to take the thought to do it, you know. So I do love that. I'm glad, Annie, that you – I remembered, you know, Annie interviewed Dr. Darren Weissman, and he worked with this Emoto, Dr. Emoto. So it's an amazing thing. I used to have years ago a yoga line of clothing based on his theory, and my clothing had all positive words on it.
Wow.
And, you know, it would have, you know, heal, love heals, love anyway, namaste, all positive things.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I had this whole line of clothing, and they were mostly yoga clothes. But it was based on his book. I got the message, somebody years ago sent it to me, and I just was meditating thinking, well, what can I do, you know, that can help? And that was, it was a wonderful business, but it's not an easy one to do because it's clothing. And I realized you have to have lots of sizes when you, you know, and it's an expense. But it was fun, and it really was fun to send out the vibration, you know, where people would wear the clothing. Wow, what a difference. Everybody would read it, you know, everybody would go and say, oh, breathe in life. You know, I'd put different, like, happy things on things. Forgive. And I put one, it just said forgive.
Hmm.
And it was really interesting because sometimes I'd be wearing the shirts and I'd forget that I had it on, and I'd go to the market and somebody would look down and say, thanks for reminding me. And I didn't even know what I did.
Oh.
And I'd say, what? And then I'd look down and I'd realize I had my shirt on. So, I mean, I really get that it's so simple that the angels are trying to keep it at this high-level vibration of love and peace and joy. And if we can keep doing that within our own psyche, then the vibration that we start to, you know, have come into our world is just so accelerated. Because you're not, you know, you become just a vehicle to hold this amazing energy of light that you really were meant to be. You know, I kind of really think that's ultimately the truth of why we're here, is just to shine. You know, just shine as bright and as powerful as you can, you know.
Well, I'm so happy that I was able to get through and your show was on at this time and was able to talk to you because you've been so enlightening, both of you.
Well, thank you, Anne. You've been wonderful. Thanks for bringing all this up. I know that, you know, there's always someone out there listening that got something from your conversation. So I appreciate you calling. We need you. But anyway, we are kind of up in a time frame. We always go over, Annie, huh? But we have so much fun. And so I will let everyone know the next show that we're going to have. And keep us in your hearts. Keep us in your you know, mindset that, you know, next time we have a show, that give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie, do you have anything that you'd like to mention about your show that's happening?
The show, we have a new air time. We were airing 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays, Eastern time, but it's changed to 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is talkandangels.com. It's talk, like T-A-L-K, and then the letter N, and then angels.com. Always new and exciting things, talking about angels and how to improve and help you along with the awakening that's happening.
Yeah. So your show is a call-in show, too. So people can call in.
Yes, they can call in.
If you want to ask any questions, or she can work with you. She works with a partner, Rita, right? Is that
right.
correct?
Yeah. We do angel readings, intuitive angel readings, and, yes, we take phone calls if you have an angel story or if you just want to. We have different topics that we talk about. Besides mm-hmm. angels, we talk about how to enrich your life, making it better with angels. We bring authors and musicians interview. We talk about universal energy healing.
And you had such amazing guests on your show too. She is just—it's becoming an amazing radio show. I know that you said you have over 1 million listeners, so that's just amazing. That it has taken—you know—the angels are just kind of saying, "Okay, we're here, and we're going to keep on, you know, talking and having this conversation, so that you know others can have it as well, you know." So. Thank you, Annie, for being there, for listening. And really, I appreciate Annie has just such a beautiful energy every time she's on the show. Just wonderful messages get heard, and people, you know, we just have had some amazing shows. So anyway, for anyone that's been listening, if you'd like to really listen to the show again, you can go on to Blog Talk Radio and punch in heartandsoulholistic.com. And it will. You can listen to the show, or you can just go to my website, and it's there's a whole bio on Annie. And our next guest next week on the 7th is Kelly Hampton, who does also angel readings. She's an interesting one. She is a channel of Angel Michael.
Yes.
And a most amazing. She has got many books out. She's got a book out called Into the White Light. Somebody that, you know, when you hear Angel Michael talk, it's amazing. You're like, I get the every hair stands up on my body when she does the reading. So I really highly recommend to, you know, tap into that show that's coming up. That will be, I think, at 5 o'clock on May 7th. Making sure. So keep us in your hearts. Keep us in your things to do. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not at 5 o'clock. It's at 10 o'clock on Friday the 7th. We kept changing the time. So, anyway, everyone out there, we love you all. Annie, you have any messages and angels may want to leave with us?
The biggest message I've been getting lately is they want you to know that they love you very much. A lot of people out there have been feeling alone, and they want you to know you're not alone. They are, when you feel sad, they're right beside you, sad along with you, but they want you to know you're never alone.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the truth, isn't it? Well, everyone, thank you so much. We're going to have to go, and we'll just I will have post the next show that Annie and I will be doing, so
okay.
Keep us in mind. And also tell your friends to call in, because we really love to have the call-ins. And thank you for everybody. Thank you, Annie. Thank you, everyone listening. Thank you very, very, very much. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.